Hey guys, welcome back to the Aspect Ratio podcast.
I'm Mitch.
Who are you?
I'm Dylan.
Okay, we didn't coordinate this intro. We don't know what we're doing. Okay.
Not really, no.
So we have a very fun podcast for you guys today. It's our first episode.
First official.
Yeah, we did a test episode, but I deleted it, so. But yeah, so our podcast is all about whatever we want to talk about, whenever we want to talk about it. Random stuff from tech to gaming to movies to Jacob Sartorius.
And everything in between. So, what are we going over today?
Well, we have Apple hitting $1 trillion. We have a reaction to Machapstick, a Jacob Sartorius video. And then we have our top 10 anime deaths. And, Dylan, you want to tell them?
No, that's a secret. It's
a we have secret a secret topic at the end. Be ready for it. Sorry.
Let's do this.
Okay, let's do this.
Roll intro. Okay, so first topic. The date currently is August 2nd, 2018. I think it's the second.
Oh, dang it, that's a misspell.
You said the 3rd on the notes.
Okay, sorry, my bad.
So, currently of August 2nd, 2018, Apple, early this morning, hit $1 trillion. Which is their,
We have a $1 trillion bill, don't we?
No.
Oh, we don't?
Here's a question. If you could have one bill to represent Apple's money, like just one bill for $1 trillion,
yeah.
what would you design it? What would it have on it? Just
Joni Ives' face on one side. Steve Jobs. No, so we'd have Steve Jobs' face, duh. Then on the back, we'd have Apple Park. And then instead of the Illuminati, we'd put Joni Ive. And instead of the Eagle, we'd put the iPhone 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, not just the iPhone 10, just the notch.
Just the notch. It would just be the weird shape, the iPhone 10, the weird like square shape, then a notch.
Okay, so apparently they hit $1 trillion based off because their stock prices rise or something like that.
Market cap. Right, 1 trillion market cap. So making them they're the largest company in the world, guys, and $1 trillion. Do you know how many zeros that is?
How many zeros is 1 trillion?
1 trillion is this many zeros. You're still Googling it, even though I already told you it's this many zeros.
Oh, that's a lot of money. Dude.
I know. Look how many zeros it is. Look at all these right here. This many. Dylan, you
wait,
see?
No,
this many zeros.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 zeros.
Yeah, this many zeros. As I'm showing them, you can see it on the screen, can't you?
How many, like?
This many.
I wonder how many gumballs you can buy for 1 trillion. No.
How many V-Bucks can you buy? Find out next time on Aspect Ratio.
And of course, the one thing that shows up when you Google 1 trillion
is obviously Apple. Like
I know.
Apple's...
What? $1 trillion... Wait. It's just Apple's.
Apple's $1 trillion valuation. What does it mean? It's just a picture of apples at a grocery store. Okay,
oh
never
dude.
Mind. Okay.
Okay.
Let's move on from this.
No. We need to talk about this. Everything we say must be a conversation.
Okay. So... What is
Converse.
This, like, what's the second richest company in the world?
Amazon.
Apple, I think, has always
it's
been.
It's Amazon. Amazon were, or
Apple's,
and Apple
Apple's
are
in, close to, sorry, Amazon's close to being.
Yeah, well, let me look at Amazon's market cap real quick.
Amazon market.
Okay, they have $884
billion.
That's their stock price, but it's $884 billion. Their stock price is high. Jesus Christ. Okay. Yeah, it's $884 billion. So they're about $100 billion away. $120 billion.
Apple's like $204 for a share.
Yeah, Apple. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
We're not a business channel.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you want, we are making aspect ratio movies. We could make aspect ratio business if we made in you know just have a whole aspect. It's like Talos of Network except aspect ratio.
Should we move on to the next topic?
Now it's time for top 10.
Anime.
Deaths. Roll the intro that I have to make tonight when I edit this. Boom. Okay, this week is movies! Every week we're going to do a segment called Top 10 Anime Deaths. As you see, we're going to rank top 10 different things of a specific category. This week we're ranking our different favorite movies, top 10. This is outdated. I just want to say that my list is outdated. I've seen a lot of movies since I've done this list, specifically Mission Impossible Fallout, but I need to do that on a different day. So on Aspect Ratio Movies coming soon, I will talk about that. But you know what? You may as well just do it. Okay, let's do this. All right, Dylan, you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
Okay, yeah, you do that, buddy.
Let's do this.
All right, have fun.
Okay, I'm sorry to all Avatar fans, but I put Avatar as my least favorite movie.
Well, no, 10 is good. It means it's your 10th favorite movie ever.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it's the worst movie ever. That'd be like your last. 10 is good. 10 is good. Dude, my 10th is Avengers. You think I don't like Avengers? I love Avengers.
So it's not from, like, best to worst. I could put my top 10 and my number one in, like, 5th, for example. Is it just my favorites?
No, yeah, just this is your favorites.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So
10's Avatar. I did like Avatar a little bit. I did.
You've seen Avatar? I haven't seen it.
I've watched it like once.
Oh.
Okay. And then number 9
it's
is
good that you've seen it.
Number 9 have the original Cars because that one.
Woo! Sorry.
That I think it was the best one. Like 2 and 3 were absolute trash.
Oh my god.
Who really cares?
Oh, 2 is the worst.
And then 8 is every Apple keynote like ever. Because they're essentially movies in themselves.
They're very long, yeah, they're not movies. Okay.
Craig is my favorite.
I like Phil because he's so stressed, and he's like just so like anxious. He's like, iOS 12.
When iPhone 10 Face ID didn't work.
Phil. Oh. Or Craig.
Yeah, that was Craig.
Let's just go on the back of it.
And then number 7, Infinity War, is, in my opinion, my favorite Marvel movie. I haven't seen very many after that, but yeah.
It is my second favorite Marvel movie, sorry.
And then number 4, I put Moana.
Woo! Moana!
The soundtrack in that movie was pretty good.
And Moana! Alright, copy short strikes,
go! I know every, like, 5 to 8-year-old girl loved the soundtrack.
Especially me! I am that 5 to 8-year-old girl, guys! Woohoo!
I like the cinematics.
It was good. And his middle name is Moana, nice. So it's perfect.
It's a pretty nice movie.
It is. It actually is. Dylan, tell them. It is real, right? It is real name.
Yeah. Okay, so I put March of the Penguins, which is sort of like a... It's a Morgan Freeman documentary.
Of penguins walking, Morgan Freeman talking about.
Of penguins walking. It's very top notch. You know what I mean? And then number 5, I have Last Jedi. It was the most recent Star Wars episode.
I hate to tell you this, but Solo came out.
That's a Star Wars story.
Oh, science. What, Dylan?
The episode. Stop banging your mic, bro.
Okay. All right, say number 3 now. I'm just gonna
number 3. Solo. It's a controversial movie. I kind of liked it.
I think a lot of people. No one hates it, but no one loves it. Like, I mean, you must love it because you're an idiot. But like, it's like I liked it. I enjoyed it, but it's not like my favorite. It's okay. It's a very fun movie, but it's not like the best Star Wars movie. It's Return of the Jedi is the best, but it's like it's okay. It's all right.
It was good.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the number 2 and 1, I have I have Back to the Future 2, Back to the Future, the original.
It should be the other way around, but you know what? I'm not gonna
fight. Hey, they're both good movies.
Except the
Back to the Future is
better.
More recognized because of the hoverboards, just saying. Back to the Future Part 2.
And the Pepsi machines.
And the Pepsi machines.
Okay. Alright, my turn. Alright. Okay, guys, like I said, this is different. I have to rethink my list after this, but I'm just gonna go with what I got. At number 10, we have Avengers, the first one, bro. Yeah, that's the one with the New York with the. It was only Hawkeye, Black Widow, Hulk, Thor, Iron Man, Cap.
Okay.
But a great movie, guys. You know, did I say Iron Man on that list?
I don't know either.
Okay. But yeah, it's great. It has a strong start, but it gets even better as the movie goes on. Okay, so this movie starts off strong with. As individual characters, but once they come together as a team, it gets even better. Love it. Okay. And now in number 9, I have Toy Story 2. This is my second favorite Pixar movie.
What year is that released?
I don't know. It was a while ago, but it's a great movie.
It was a good movie.
It's better than the first one, obviously, because it's ranked higher, in my opinion. And, yeah, we get Jesse, the jerk prospector. We get then in number 8, I have Aladdin. Great movie. They're making a live action.
Do you think you're going to like the live action or the animated one better?
Well, duh. The animated is the first one. Okay, number 7 I have Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. A lot of people hate this movie. I don't. It's a great movie. The All the Jedi Die. Which is sad. I cried. No, I didn't.
I mean, technically it's not a spoiler because it's from, like, 19...
It's actually from 2005, the year I was born. The dog just barked. Okay, anyway.
Keep going.
Okay. And I love how this sets up so much in the original trilogy in this little the other two prequels of Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones, they don't set up as much. This movie sets up a ton of stuff for the originals. A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. And it's my second favorite Star Wars movie. Okay. My first favorite Pixar movie and the next on our list, number 6, Incredibles Adios.
What made this movie better than the first one?
This takes everything we love about the first one, makes it better, adds more comedy, adds more family, adds more super stuff, adds extra villains. It's just great. It has a better opening sequence. It's like everything we love from the first one, doing it better and more.
It's like iOS 11, The Incredibles.
Yeah. But the first Incredibles is probably like number 11, honestly, so. And then number 5 we have Infinity War.
So we agree on that.
Well, you have number 7 as Infinity War, but whatever. Yeah. Infinity War. It has
Thanos. It's all my favorites. Technically, Avatar is as good as Back to the Future 1. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, Infinity War. It's got a grape. I mean Thanos, or a purple geologist.
Very wrinkly grape.
A purple geologist that wants rocks. Thanos. And
never heard that analogy before.
Yeah, it's lots of stuff. I stole it from a Jackson's video. But yeah, I love this movie. If you want to know I agree with Sean Chandler on this. I'll leave him up in the card on YouTube. He did a great review of Infinity War. Said what I was thinking, basically. I'm not going to dive into that right today. Okay. In number 4, we have the best Indiana Jones movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Also the original. Yeah. It has Harrison Ford.
No way.
Yeah, pretty new discovery. He's finding lost arcs and stuff.
Because Christianity.
Yeah. Actually, it's Judaism, but
I mean,
it's just kind of both. I'm not going to dive in. Aspect ratio religion.
It was a good movie.
Aspect ratio religion is coming soon.
That's a lie.
Okay. Number 2. The best Marvel movie and my second favorite movie ever. Captain America. Can you guess which one? The Winter Soldier.
What about the Russian one?
The Winter Soldier? Captain Russia and the Winter Soldier? That's a parody. Okay. The Winter Soldier is... Great, because Bucky's in it, and he's in all the other Captain Americas.
Never seen it, actually.
Oh, okay. I hate you. Anyway, number 1. This one moves us all through despair and hope and through faith and love.
I didn't like it.
It's The Lion King. Dylan didn't like it. Oh, my God. It's beautiful. It has great songs, great characters, great emotion to it.
It's a live action.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
they should. You know what else they should make live action? Dumbo and Beauty and the Beast and Cinderella and the Jungle Book.
They already made live action in Jungle Book.
Yeah, they made and Cinderella and Beauty and the Beast and they're making a Dumbo.
How?
Have you ever seen Dumbo? It's all humans with the elephant as...
Well, yeah, how are they going to do the elephant? Just CGI?
CGI, yeah. The trailer already came out. It's coming out in March.
I'm curious about the elephant.
It's CGI.
Like,
it's good CGI, but, okay. But, yeah, guys, those are our top tens. This podcast is getting kind of long.
So, let's get into the secret topic that nobody really cares about, but we're going to talk about anyways.
All right, let's roll a new intro for secret topics. Ready?
Time for today's secret topic.
Why are we wearing superhero masks?
Because we're secret. Bitch, we're secret.
That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, today's secret topic is the Note 9.
It's ugly!
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. The Note 9
just put a photo up here of the Note 9.
Yeah, I know what I know how to edit. Stop. Put your hands up.
No.
Editor Mitch, don't listen to Dylan. Do your own thing. No, do whatever you want.
Snap, it'll
put a
up.
Picture of the iPhone 10 up to make Dylan mad. Nope. Not gonna do it.
That's not what I had. That's not what I asked for.
Editor Mitch, yeah.
That's not what I asked for.
Okay.
Get it out of here.
I put, I put the iPhone 10. Okay. Thank Anywho, you. The Note 9. That's what this looks like. Okay. Editor Mitch only listens to Mitch.
Okay. I don't like Editor Mitch.
I don't like your face. Okay. No. The Note 9. It's a note. It's 9, and it's lit, fam.
Does it blow up?
Let's hope not. The Note 7 does, though, so don't buy it. Okay. It's so ugly. What is it? It looks like a Huawei.
It looks like a Huawei.
One of the cameras is it's way bigger than the other, which is weird. Mm-hmm. The flash looks weird.
They still haven't figured out their stupid finger placement.
Yeah, the placement on the back needs to be gone. It's so stupid. I guess it's better than what the iPhone 10 did, but and better under the display. It's possible. It might be a little expensive, but people are willing to pay for it. If they're already willing to pay for it, they can pay a little more. But this phone, especially that color. It's so ugly.
Heck no. No.
Look at this. Look at that. And the S Pen is colorful. What? Why? It doesn't make any sense, dude. What do you think?
I don't like it. What phone is... What person...
Oh, my God.
What kind of person buys a note? Like, what...
My great aunt has one.
Like,
or used to.
Like, what kind of person needs a note? Like,
Casey and I say, if you have really fat fingers, they're good because they're just...
It's just a bigger...
And if you want...
S phone?
No, it's like... It's like a work powerhouse. If you wanna be a weirdo who does PowerPoint on their phone.
So is it like the iPad Pro of?
Yeah, except it's on a phone, which is way smaller. And it has an S Pen. It's meant for productivity and work, which I don't think is good for a phone. Personally, I don't think anyone else.
No.
Yeah. No.
Leave it to tablets and laptops.
Yeah.
Phones are meant for texting.
And like social media, taking some pictures, stuff like that. Not for work. It can do some cool stuff. You can, like, on YouTube Creator Studio, for example, you can check analytics, which is fine. But it's not asking you to upload videos from it. Like, it's like, it has a, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. Okay.
Fun fact. There's a statistic online that says that our generation uses, like, the actual phone less than the previous one.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
We don't use the actual phone. We prefer texting instead of actually, like, talking.
Oh, yeah, duh. No, everyone does.
Because it's way more efficient and, like, faster.
Well, yeah, but that's not just our generation. A lot of people prefer, like, especially nowadays.
Well, our generation's doing...
I mean, our generation grew up with it. Most generations... But now, most people, like, my parents, they'd rather text than call.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, that concludes our first episode of the Aspect Ratio podcast. Please leave a review. Leave your thoughts. It really helps us out to, you know.
If we're too
annoying.
Annoying.
Too not a less too little annoying. Too loud.
Let us
too quiet.
Our little react time.
Yeah.
Do better,
the little react whatever. Time. I don't know if I'm even gonna keep in there because it was weird.
Anyway,
guys. Thank you for watching. Or listening, if you're listening.
Thanks for listening.
ASMR.
Aspect Ratio ASMR coming soon.
That's
a lie.
Okay. Thank you all for watching. We'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.